In press statement Monday, the United Nations mission in South Sudan, known as UNMISS, says it has documented hundreds of incidents affecting civilians, including conflict-related sexual violence, between July and September 2024. Priyanka Chowhury, the UNMISS spokeswoman, says more need to be done to create peace in South Sudan.
Despite a 4% decrease in violent incidents from 215 to 206, compared to the same reporting period in 2023, the total number of victims increased by 24% from 641 to 792. Additionally, while the number of civilians killed reduced by 7% from 329 to 299, injury statistics rose by 34% from 231 to 310 during this reporting period.
Chowhury says the report particularly raises concerns on the steep increase of abductions and sexual-related violence in comparison to time frame last year. The former rose by 132% and the latter by 33%. She says on a positive note, as compared to the previous reporting period last year, from April to June 2024, a 35% reduction in violence incidents and 25% increase in civilian casualties were recorded. Here is Chowhury again.
While the highest number of victims killed and injured were documented in Warap State, accounting for 60% of the total number of civilian casualties, the majority of abductions took place in Central Equatoria State, constituting 69% of all documented abductions in the country. Most of these victims were men.
The report says tensions between government security forces and National Salvation Front splinter groups continue to threaten security and protection of civilians across the Greater Equatoria region. Nicholas Asom, the Secretary General's Special Representative and head of UNMISS, urged the government of South Sudan to swiftly investigate human rights violations and abuses and hold all perpetrators to account. Chowhury read a statement on behalf of the UNMISS chief.
While UNMISS continues to proactively protect civilians, I call for concerted efforts by national, state and local authorities, as well as community leaders, to resolve long-standing grievances and find locally sustainable solutions to conflict drivers. Vitally, I urge the government of South Sudan to swiftly investigate human rights violations and abuses and hold all perpetrators to account.
She says the UN peacekeeping missions continues its land, air and riverine peacekeeping patrols, promoting community dialogues, enhancing security and supporting electoral preparations. Major General Lul Roy Kong, the South Sudan Army spokesperson, confirmed that the military has seen the reports but emphasized that the conflicts are primarily among civil populations.
Therefore, that we have been making to ensure that the conflict, intercommunal conflicts, are reduced by way of carrying regular disarmament exercises, leading peace initiatives in the area. So these were the military measures we have been taking from time to time.
General Kong added that members of the military who violate human rights are being held accountable through martial courts. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Bor.